Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. It is Thursday, August 12th, 2021, and our quote of the day: today you are you that is truer than true. There is no one alive that is youer than you. And that is from Dr. Seuss. Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome back to our Heal Squad. I am in a new location today because my dad decided to burn things outside and ashes were everywhere and I didn't want to be out there amongst the ashes. And so I first started in the library and then my dad started drilling into the walls. There's a lot going on here. So I ended up back in the studio, but for some reason I wanted to sit in Kevin's corner. So I'm in the producer chair. Is that what you call it, honey?
It's the producer's corner. And all of those flowers were your mom's flowers that she had all over the house. Mm-hmm. And as we started to kind of redecorate and kind of renovate this place, I collected them all and I made them into my producer's corner. So your mom's always with us.
Oh, I forgot. You're right, actually.
And then you made fun of me and said, "Oh, you're in Hawaii." Every time I came on here, you're like, "There's Kevin from Hawaii."
It's aloha from Hawaii. Yeah, that was funny. Oh, now I get it. Okay. Well, listen, I was going through a lot of shit. I wasn't paying attention to everything. I just had to find the laugh wherever I could, whether it was at your expense or not. Yes. Anyhow, coming to you from Split Coast for just a little bit longer. We will be back in LA, or I will be back in LA. Kevin's going to stay here and handle some last minute things. Kelsey had jury duty for a split moment this week.
That's right, I did.
And luckily,
we're going to put the system on trial.
Oh, I put the system on trial.
P.S. I've never heard anyone happier or more excited to go to jury duty in my life.
Honestly,
she's like, "You guys, you don't even understand."
I have wanted to be called to jury duty since I turned 18, and then I finally got called and I was so in. I was like, "This case sounds amazing, hell yeah." And then there,
and
like,
then Kelsey and we were planning on doing what?
Putting the system on trial.
Yes.
And then they were like, "It'll be 20 days. And I was like, "Oh God, I don't got 20 days.
Then we didn't have time to put the system on trial.
Correct.
Maria.
Correct.
Yeah.
But okay, Maria, see, like, you just, you rushed a judgment. No judgment. Wow. Detox for you.
Uh-huh.
But you're the when we talked about on Regular Guy Friday last week, we talked about jury duty. I mentioned to her that you were the one who told me we should do our civic duty.
Yeah.
And not try to get out of it. And
we should embrace it. And now Maria's judging me, but she was the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're being all judgmentalist.
Well, there you go, guys. It's, you know, it is what it is. What can I say? I do think that, you know, the tendency is to say, "Shit, how do I get out of this?" But the truth is, if you had something that you were going on trial for, some case that was important to you, wouldn't you want people to be there for you? And so that's kind of the way I think about it, but it doesn't always work out that way. I really think that a pager system. Something has to be done. Because what happens is people who can't afford to be away from work end up being stuck there. And it's a real challenge for people and a real hardship. So I think there's got to be something. The only thing with the paid juror thing is if you know a juror, right, then you could pay them off.
You like bring them a nice, we bring them a nice paper bag.
Yeah.
A package. So. That's what they used to say in the carny business. Like, you got a package for me?
Oh. Yeah.
That was code for, nice bag of cash. Just to keep it fair. No, I would just go to the juror and say, just want to make sure you keep it fair. That's all. A little extra something. Buy something for the kids. Just, let's be honest here today. Let's keep it, you could say that of police, you could say that of everything, but then that's why you have internal affairs and you have protocols put in place and you really make it. So if someone does do that, then they go to jail for the rest of their lives. So you really have to make it. So, you know what I mean? But that
I see all the internal protocols helping people have fairness all the time, honey. It's amazing. Internal affairs, they have it all.
Okay. So then just get rid of all law altogether then.
No.
Just quit and go home. It's human nature, which is why we need law and we need courts and we need, because it's human nature. Like we, for the last, since modern civilization, we like to break laws. It's a lot of fun.
We go to Kelsey. She was about to say something.
Kelsey was going to do what, Kelsey? We were going to what?
Put the system on trial. Mm-hmm. No, what I was going to say is it was crazy. They told us that we couldn't even like say good morning. So what happened was they had the attorneys in there and they stood up and said hello and they asked anyone if they knew them. And the judge was like, if you guys are here next week, do not make this hard for them. Do not say hello. Do not say good morning. Do not ask how anything's going. Do not wink at them. Do not smile at them. I was like, oh man, I can't be here. I would smile at everyone. So that is crazy.
And once again, prompting the need to do what, Kelsey?
Put the system on trial.
On trial. Yeah, we should be able to wink and say hi. If Kelsey wants to be friendly with the criminals, why not?
Oh my God.
Not the criminals. Anyhow. So I wanted to mention something that I saw in the news, and that was Christina Applegate just came out discussing, or, she socialed out that she was recently diagnosed with MS. And she, oh man, I mean, I've worked with her before. She's lovely. And it just like broke my heart to see that, she is not the first celebrity we've seen have to deal with MS. I know Jamie Lynn Sigler, and hopefully she's helping her. And isn't that what Selma Blair has too?
Selma, why am I blanking?
It's just, so sad. So just sending her lots of love and lots of prayers and lots of thoughts. If you have a moment, you can go on Twitter and just send her a little message of support. I know those go a long way, and they always went a long way when I was going through tough times too. And in the meantime, Kevin and I are gearing up for our last, or at least my last hurrah here in Connecticut. We're going to Long Beach tomorrow for my friend Meredith's 40th birthday party, which I'm excited about, a little road trip to that. And then we're going to, so it's like a V, by the way. So we go from Connecticut down to Long Beach and then all the way up to Montauk to see some other friends. And then we're going to take the ferry across with the car back home. And then I fly to LA. So I'm kind of excited for these next couple of days because I realize the sun.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Summer has gone by and I'm like, wait, what did we even do?
I know.
Right? We just had to cancel our trip to Greece.
I know.
Which is so sad. We were so excited to go see our friends. And I booked it in June, right after like my mom had passed. I was like, we're going to go see our friends. We're going to have a great time. And then the CDC put out the highest alert for Greece and said, don't travel there. So we finally texted them last night and we're like, it's really not going to happen. And we're so sad. And I spent like 2 hours on the phone canceling the flights.
That's the worst.
It's kind of a bummer. I was like, all right, at least we'll have this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll go out. We'll have some fun. But it is getting really scary with COVID again. Like even California hospitals are starting to surge. Florida is becoming unbearable, I guess, in the hospitals. At least in California, they said that 90% of people that were hospitalized were not vaccinated. But I know one of our very dear friends who got COVID, got vaccinated, and then just got the Delta, suffered for 15 days, still has remnant effects of exhaustion. And he was like, just whatever you do, do not get it. It's that bad. And it's just really scary to think about kind of, you know, we're in the middle, I think, of another wave. So I was telling our friends, I said, so we have a year to use the tickets. This time we'll be going in early June and we will miss that COVID window, hopefully. But I feel like this is something we're going to be dealing with for a long time. What do you guys think?
I think so too. I think it's going to be, I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be these waves for a little bit. I think it's hard. It always kind of confused me with the mask stuff where it would be like, okay, so today we're wearing masks and tomorrow everyone's good. You know, it's like, okay, but that's not reality. So I don't know. I think just the difference with people who are vaxxed, people who aren't, I think it's going to be, like this for a long time. I think the booster stuff is probably going to have to happen. But again, there's still going to be people who aren't vaxxed. I don't know. It's freaky.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Well, even Rachel yesterday, I was talking to my friend and she's like, Maria, I have been traveling all over the world the last 3 weeks. She's like, I'm fine. She's like, knock on wood. And I'm like,
yeah, but
I know.
Rachel's got dragon's blood.
She's got dragon's blood. That girl, her and Dimitri, my two of my best friends, they can like walk through fire. And I'm like, I would probably be the one to get it.
Here's what I think, you guys. I think we're going to have flare-ups. I think there's going to be diminishing returns because now we know how to handle it. We know how to treat it. We might not know how to cure it, but we didn't know it first. We were blowing up people's lungs and, it's going to be hot and cold for a minute. I think by the winter, we'll know where it's at. And I think that, so we're almost 2 years into this now, would you guys say?
Yeah. How insane
So I think it's probably going to be a 5-year window to the complete, normal where it's at. But I do think it's going to be diminishing effects, meaning like, I think we'll get it, but we do know we have better protocols in place. Because we know more about it, how to handle it. So
I
think just vitamin D up, zinc up.
Yeah.
I still think vitamin C as well. Why not? And just be smart. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's what I think we can do as we deal with this.
So crazy. Yeah. So crazy. I know. It was really like a hard decision. It was so sad. But then the other thing is, so this was also really hard. So first it was COVID. Then I was like, God, just please give me a sign. I'm so torn. Like, do I just have courage and just go and have a blast and see my friends? And we're going to be on a boat for a week. And then the other days, it's a couple of days, we would be in a private home with friends. And, you know, we would have probably just been safe. But also it's the flights, it's the airports, it's, you know, all of that. And is it worth the risk at this point, right? Like if someone told me last summer, hey, go to a hotbed for COVID, I'd be like, are you nuts? Yeah. But now we're like, oh, well, this is kind of life now. But the other part, so I asked God, I go, show me very clearly. And it was like, I'm waking up to all these fires in Greece, 586 wildfires, unprecedented disaster of epic proportions. And so I was like, I don't feel good about being in Greece, having fun on a boat while people are losing their homes. Like, it just doesn't sit well with me. So I was like, this is it. We're done.
So
we're
sad.
Out. So
Ray, what's happening with the fires? Like they just came out of nowhere or what was it?
Extreme heat wave. And it's across a lot of countries in the area, Italy, Spain, Turkey.
My gosh.
It's, you know, they're saying it's the global warming effects. I mean, look at California. We're in fires now too. I'm pretty sure we still have fires going on.
Yeah.
It's really, really scary and really sad. So, so that's that. And I spent like 2 hours on the phone canceling the flights and my head was just like spinning. So I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and play Uno. So I played Uno with my dad, got him to rap to Cardi B because he's been singing lately. And like, I started putting him on Instagram the last couple of days. He was singing George Harrison's song.
My Sweet Lord.
My Sweet Lord, My Sweet Lord. And although I can't remember it now, he's been singing and singing. And I go, Dad, I go, where did you learn that song? And he goes, oh, Maria, when I first came to this country. And I think it's from the album. I think the album is called Everything Shall Pass or something like that. And I said, how poignant that he's singing this for the first time. I've never heard him singing it. And so then I said, Dad, I got a new song for you. So we printed out the lyrics to Cardi B.
Stop it.
And oh, I have the greatest video ever. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name? Costa. He just started like improvising.
Oh my gosh.
Guys,
we need to see it.
He's everything. So I'm just trying to get in as much time with him now before I go. Cause he's the cutest thing that ever happened to this world. And I really love him so much. And then we got Beethoven's ashes yesterday.
Oh wow.
And so that was like really painful to see. And I was like, we have to see if he wants us to go with him. Cause I figure we'll like sprinkle them with my mom. Mm,
yeah.
So that they can be together. And so that's going to be my conversation after the show is, you know, Dad, do you want to do this all together? Do you want to do it yourself? Do you not want to do it at all? Like, what do you want to do? So.
Oh, that's so sad.
Life stuff.
I was going to ask you how excited you are to see your babies. It was National Spoil Your Dog Day on Tuesday. And I thought of you guys. It was.
Oh, did you spoil Winnie for me?
Duh. Always. She sat here the whole day with me.
Guys, I can't wait. So I stare at their pictures throughout the day. I'll look at Max's stupid little smile and his little lips. And I just want to pull them. And then I see Winnie and her stupid face. And I just want to bite her. I miss them so much. It's crazy. Yeah, I can't wait to hug them. I miss them so much. And yeah.
Winnie is definitely Kelsey's soul sister.
She really is. Yeah.
She goes really crazy when she sees Kelsey. And
my
sister.
They're
like Velcro to each other.
Yeah, you guys are Velcro. So much.
We are.
Kelsey, can I take a second to like rag on you and laugh at you for a second?
Uh-oh. Let's
go. So I tell Kelsey. So Kelsey like lived here for, I mean, what was it, like a year?
I was waiting for this.
Yeah. So Kelsey lived here for like a year, and we've all established she's a consumer. She loves buying shit. And so I spent a year.
As am I. Shout out to our consumers.
Shout out to our consumers.
So I spent a year with Kelsey pulling shit out of her carriage at TJ Maxx. And she just
That's true.
Okay, thank you. I need all of this stuff. And I'm like, no, you don't. Don't waste your money. You don't need this. This, okay. I can say yes to this. This, no. We got notebooks at home, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so before she came to the summit last weekend, I said, hey, bring a huge suitcase. You have so much stuff here. I don't see a suitcase out. This place is ravaged with stuff still. I go, did she even take anything out?
I took so much. This is the irony, and actually, it's just kind of sad. I took so much home. I was sitting on my suitcase trying to shove it closed. Even took an extra bag that I tried to like kind of smuggle through security.
A bag. You took an extra bag, like a little bag?
No, like a big bag. I had my backpack, my extra big bag, and then my suitcase. And they made me put it in. Thank God Pooja had like a additional thing. They were like, yeah, you can't take that. So anyways, yeah, I just have so much crap. So much crap. It's unreal.
So here's my question, Kelsey.
Can you talk?
What's the plan for all the crap?
Well,
like, who's responsible now? Am I going to have to carry all this shit back?
Well, no. I honestly, everything I left there, I was like, is for there if we come back. That was kind of more of my thought.
That's what I said.
Thank you.
That's what I said.
I know you got my back. Because I don't need any of that here. So I'm like,
the thought was when we come back and produce here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've been meaning to ask. I just had no idea what the plan was.
And whatever, Kelsey, you do, we'll use back there. We have suitcases in the vault in the basement that I can.
Thank you, Kevin.
That I can check on the way back. You're welcome.
I was like, you left, and I'm like cleaning everything up, and I go downstairs and I go, wait, did she even take anything out of here?
I did. I really did.
Anyway. So I don't know if you guys know, but I host a show on Roku called Roku Recommends with Andrew Hawkins. And we basically do all the homework for you and we pick our favorite shows to bring you so you don't have to. It's like a 15-minute show. If you have a Roku TV like we do all over the place because they're our favorite TVs in the world.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
And if you don't own one, buy one. I get nothing from telling you this, but trust me, it's best TV ever.
Not being paid to tell you this. So
yes, it is. Well, when I'm passionate about something, just know I'm always telling the truth about what I love and what I don't love. And by the way, any of the sponsors who come on this show have to go through me. It has to be something that I believe in, love, use, all of that. There's criteria. And so, because I don't want to just bring you stuff it doesn't feel good to me. But Roku TVs have changed my life. One teeny remote, couple of buttons. I used to not even turn on TVs in my house because there were so many remote controls, 1,000 buttons. I couldn't figure it out. It's heaven, you guys. It will change your life. And as we're looking towards the holidays, it will be a great holiday gift for yourself.
You can cut the cord.
Yeah, cut the cord. So if you go on the Roku app, so it's like app-based TV, you go on the Roku app, you'll see our show in there. So here's my favorite we've seen as of late. And we haven't recommended this yet. I'm sure we'll end up on our recommendations list. Dr. Death. Guys.
Oof.
First of all, I think it's a must watch for everybody because you need to understand that the medical system is like any other system. There are people who fall through the cracks. There are different hierarchies and things that go on behind the scenes, protections, no different than like priests getting protected behind the scenes. Like things happen. And if you watch it just for the end credits, they have a few statistics. The last end credit said there are, that the third leading cause of death in this country, first is cancer, second is heart disease. The third is like malpractice deaths. Like, oh, oops, I go in for back surgery and now I'm dead.
That's horrifying.
Horrifying.
Listen, can I counterpoint?
Yes.
Just like we talked about with professional jurors, and yes, it's human nature for have corrupt ones, and it's human nature to have doctors who make mistakes. I'm not so sure about that statistic. I just want to say that because I don't think that helps us fix healthcare. I think but there is a lesson which you're getting to about doctors and not seeing them as gods and things like that, and second guessing.
Unless
and,
it's Dr. Black.
Unless it's Dr. Black. Yeah, he really is Jesus. I told him that too. But yeah. But no, I don't know about that. I know really like they put that up there and it's black and white, but I don't know if that is true. And I also think it's kind of scary in another way for people to hang on to that. I think.
Yeah. Well,
we have so many lawsuits that to make it so doctors can't afford insurance. They can't. Yes. Like Pooja's parents are doctors. They'll tell you that. I mean, it really makes it hard for them to practice. And the one thing we don't need is less doctors. We need more of them. So I think there's more lessons than the fact that they're killers. There's more lessons which you're going to get to. I just want to qualify.
I very much appreciate the qualifier because sometimes you get on your thought train and you forget all these other points that are really important. So one of the things that happens when you watch this is you're terrified, right? But I like you having a little fear in there where it makes you do your research. It makes you really do your research. Now you'll see in this, people did do some research and this guy was very, very well respected somehow, some way.
I mean, this guy, this character, I mean. Oh
my God. But I want people to at least be aware that things happen and to not just trust anybody who's like, oh, I can fix you.
Yeah, no,
that happens a lot.
Yeah, so should we give more context, Maria?
Yeah, well, without spoilers, I've watched so many people. I mean, how many people have I coached through brain surgery now?
But let's back up a little bit.
Over 100, and they never get second opinions. Not one person I've worked with has ever gotten a second opinion. They've just trusted the first person. They're like, I trust you. I trust you. Fix me, because they're scared. And I get it. But you have to get multiple opinions.
Yeah. So I think if you watch Dr. Death, and I think it's amazing to watch because it will open your eye on things. But this guy, they're calling him a serial killer and they call him a sociopath and all these other things. And by the way, I think that's sexy because it makes you, we all love crime drama. True crime is through the roof right now. Everyone in Hollywood is like crime, 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 crime. But if you look at this guy, I don't see that. See, he's not a serial killer. He's an idiot. He's a defiant moron who thinks he's brilliant. And he's not. He's the opposite. He's an idiot. He doesn't know his left from his right. He in college, he tries out for like a low level college football program. And the coach is screaming at him because he doesn't understand any of the plays. I mean, the guy was an idiot, but he had a big mouth. He was a bullshit artist. He was able to get, it was interesting to see how far someone who has will, determination, and the gift of gab, how far they can go. And I think it's in all areas of life. And I think it's questioning, asking those questions and getting those second opinions. But, you know, for this guy, he was like, no, his big thing was like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to separate the L7 and the L8. I'm going to make a decision the size of a diamond. I'm going to pop that little sucker out and you're going to be good to go.
And everyone was playing tennis in no time.
Yeah. And other doctors even would question him and say, wait, that's not possible. And he basically,
you're not me. I can do this. I can do it. No one else can. He had such an ego. So basically, honey, explain the show so people know what the show is about.
And he would play on other doctors' insecurities where they would go, oh, maybe this guy knows something I don't.
Yes, that's
where. So anyway, so this guy, does 38 operations. 33 of those 38, he botches. And when I mean botches, he botches like we're talking paraplegic,
disabled, deaths. Or killed.
Yeah. And it's just so, and I don't think he's the only one. I think he's to the extreme, but I think there's just a lot of professions where just people just talk the talk and all this stuff. And you just, insofar as doctors, which Marie always says, is you can't not look at them like, okay, save me, save my life. Mm-hmm. My life is in your hands. You have to ask questions. You have to trust your gut. You have to get second opinions. And I think that was the lesson, which is what you've always said, but this is the most extreme version of how it can go wrong when you don't.
Yeah. It's really, it's very entertaining / horrifying because you just see these poor people's lives ruined. But Joshua Jackson, Christian Slater, Alec Baldwin, they did a phenomenal job. It was so cool.
And what's this on you guys?
It's on Peacock.
Peacock.
I mean, okay. to watch him have this fake high-end lifestyle, and he's such an intellectual, and he's going to cure, literally he's going to cure cancer along with fixing backs.
And he's telling people it's so easy.
He's like, yeah, it's easy. It's not easy to you because you don't understand. He's telling other doctors, but for me, it's easy. And then you go and see him in his personal life where it's with drug addicts, degenerates, it's really mind-blowing to see. It's very powerful.
All right.
Okay, so that's Dr. Death on Peacock. Kelsey, I hear you have an obsession with a show called Outer Banks.
Okay, listen up. Listen up, everyone. Season 2 of Outer Banks just came out. And I was behind.
What?
I was behind. I hadn't even watched season 1. Well, I'm almost done with season 1 now. And John B. and Sarah Cameron make me love. I love it so much. It's about this like group of friends from Outer Banks. I believe it's in one of the Carolinas, and it's like this surf town, and there's this gold. And so they're on this hunt for this, like this gold, this treasure, but it's amazing. It's like a drama, but everyone's like this angsty teen. Like, it's just awesome. And I love it. And all y'all got to watch it. I don't think you guys would like it maybe, but
what would you compare it to? Is it like Riverdale? Is it like the things fair?
Yeah, it's Riverdale-esque. Definitely. I think it's a little bit less CW tweeny than Riverdale. But definitely that kind of like similar genre. Like they did really well last year at like the MTV like Choice Awards sort of thing. So it's like that kind of my age and younger, but big fan. Pooch is giving me thumbs up too. We love.
Okay. All right. It's what the kids are watching.
Are we going into picks? Lots of picks we have.
Oh, I mean, I can't think of anything else right now because, I mean, we have lots. Oh,
I would say I would check out Physical with Rose Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of women will super appreciate this.
I loved it.
It is loosely based on Jane Fonda, which I think was brilliant to pick her. But it's a woman in the 80s who's basically gets into aerobics and shooting videos with them and with a husband who's kind of stuck in the 60s. And it's just see it. And I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a great, she's battling bulimia. She's battling, issues, but you know, she's really smart and strong and independent, but she's held down. I mean, just see it. I think it's great.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Fair. We saw half of Val.
And that was on Apple Val TV, Kilmer just document. For everyone, Kev.
Thank
Apple
you. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Apple Kels? TV is where Physical
Apple TV.
Is.
Mm. And then if you want some feel-good content, Ted Lasso, if you haven't seen it.
It's also on Apple TV. But I'm not crazy about season two.
We're getting there, Maria.
You know what I think they did, though, that was smart? Because I agree season one was better, but they're making you want it so bad because they're dropping an episode a week. So I feel like that was a smart play on their end.
Yeah, but I was so hooked. Hold on. I was so obsessed with Ted Lasso and the feel-good feeling it gave me.
Yeah.
And then season two came in and I'm not feeling any of that. Yeah. Like none. It's totally gone for me. That magic that he had is totally deleted and I don't care.
Because like, can I tell you what happened, Maria? Usually with writers, the first season was soccer, and it was hit or miss. And they would have all these losses in life and in on the field. And then they get this little ray of hope and it would just warm your heart. And he did it in such an evolved way. Now, the second season's almost like a pause because I think they were afraid as writers is that, okay, the next season is the win the championship maybe, and then where do you go from there? Or, you know, so I think they're stretching it out. The more they get back into the competition, but a lot of these seasons have their off, these, a lot of these shows have their off season. They got signed for a lot of seasons. I think it'll pick up as it goes on, but definitely season three. And we'll all hang in because I know, but I think that's why it was so, every episode of season one was so heartbreaking or heartwarming.
Yeah.
Right? It was one or the
God.
Other.
God, I have been telling everybody about it. And now I'm like,
No, it'll get there. We have to.
I'm not giving up on it.
Don't give up, Maria. Don't
But I definitely have not been feeling the feels.
Val Kilmer documentary on Amazon. We're halfway through that. That is powerful, really good content. Mm-hmm. If you just want something in 90 minutes, I want to recommend the, Lollapalooza back in 99, a documentary. I actually worked at it and it's just very interesting to see kind of the beginnings of Rage and stuff, but that I think that's good. And then as far as series goes, of course, Rick and Morty, Maria is back with a new season. And so Maria and I, when we just want to kind of decompress and just have something easy to watch, we throw on a Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm trying to think we're like,
we go into zero gravity in our bed, our sleep number bed.
Yep.
And then and we do it. And then we watch Rick and Morty.
And then we see, and then I think Smigadoon is about two
Smigadoon.
Characters.
Wait,
two characters.
So go ahead.
Stuck in a musical, if that makes sense.
Smigadoon, guys. Hold up. So we recommended this on Roku. It is. You're going to love it, Kelsey. Kelsey's show is love made for you.
Okay.
And I don't think Kevin will watch it with me anymore, really. Are you still okay? Right.
Because of him. He's amazing. He's one of my favorite comedic actors.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, he makes it for me because he's as miserable with the musical end of it as I am.
Yeah.
So every time the musical part comes out, everyone starts singing stuff. He wants to hang himself.
That's how you feel.
I'm right with them.
I love it. It's so good.
And where can we find that?
That, I think, is also Apple.
I love it.
I'm not sure, but Schmigadoon. First of all, I just love saying the name. Schmigadoon.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I think that is Apple.
That will make you happy. It's fun.
It's really fun. And, you know, Jerry's not out yet on Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Oh, yeah. Annie really Murphy, clever, my girl.
Super creative. The lead from
Schitt's Creek.
The daughter from Schitt's Creek. And it's really well written. It's very innovative, but we don't know where it's going yet. So it's about a young girl's life Boston.
It.
Yeah, with a lot of emptiness. And she's trying to find more meaning. But it's one of the more creative ways I've ever seen portrayed. So you may want to give that a whirl too.
Yeah, it is super creative. I really like it. And you know, I give people credit when they try to do different things. So I always will hang in to support. So I love that. Other thing I wanted to ask you guys about. Okay. So that's TV recommendations. And if you haven't watched Roku Recommends, you can check it out on the Roku channel. And then also we have in the Roku Recommends zone, the list of all these shows. So if we're talking about them on the show, you can find them anytime. So anytime you need shows, just go to Roku Recommends and you can find us. I do it sometimes just to remind myself of shows I need to go back to. The other thing I was going to ask you guys about, and Kelsey, did you see all the news as of late about everybody who's not showering?
Yes.
And have not, you read and any
not,
of it?
Oh,
and
no.
Not bathing what? Their kids. What I had read was that Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard first came out with saying that like they only bathe their kids when they see dirt. And then a couple other celebrity couples, I think Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, then were like, yeah, we do the same thing. And I'm just confused about it. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, someone else came out today too.
Oh, gosh.
I guess a lot of people aren't showering. Oh no, I think Idris Elba said he was not on that train. But there is this whole story about people bathing less during the pandemic. And now apparently it's a habit they might keep. So people apparently said, you know, we're forced inside. Why am I still showering every day? And so doctors and health experts have said that daily showers are unnecessary and even counterproductive. Washing with soap every day can strip the skin of its natural oils and leave it feeling dry. Isn't that what Vaseline intensive care is for? though doctors still recommend frequent hand washing. So I know like Alyssa, she'll shower like at least twice a day. I've That's never crazy. Seen that woman have dry skin in my life. Alyssa just doesn't have dry skin.
She's does she moisturize? Always,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what she does, but she's always baby soft. I don't know. I can't do without showers, and I don't really want to smell other people.
I also feel like showers cleanse my mind. It's not just like my body. Like we've talked about this before. You get in the shower and it's like, it's a little, it's therapy, right? It's like your little
it's
safe
zone. It's the poor man's spa.
Yeah.
Listen,
it sets you up for the day. And even by the way, Diane Gray earlier in this week, where we talked about grief, was saying, you know, we're in water in the womb and a lot of people take that time in the shower to kind of cry and let things out. And it's a really kind of healthy thing to do.
I think physical health is you can go without you less showers probably is better because you build up immunities and all that stuff. So I think, you know, for as far as that goes. And I think, yeah, you're putting a soap, which is a chemical, like it's processed. So most of us use those soaps on you putting that on your skin, probably not as healthy. But the counter is your body does emit toxins and sweat and things like that. And those oils and those on your body, I would argue aren't very healthy, but also I know that they mentally and physically tire you down and wear you out, which is why when you take a hot shower and you get all the toxins off of your body, you tend to just feel better. And I think it's not just psychological. I think it's actually physical because you remove the toxins from your body. But then on to Kelsey's point, 100%. More people I've seen that don't shower, you know, are the ones that their lives are messy. And I don't know. I don't feel like it's conducive to order and success and a lot of other things. So I don't judge anyone and I can see why they can see the pros of not showering as often. But for me, I love it every day as a reset. It just makes me feel like, okay, you know, ready to start the day. And I physically feel better when I do.
Do you guys know what, or do you want to know what Cardi B has to say about it all?
I love it because Cardi B taught me how to wipe my bum.
Yes, she did.
Oh my God.
She did.
Cardi B says.
I forgot that.
Right? Yep. Cardi B is confused by celebs who don't shower regularly. She
my
says,
girl.
She says, it's giving itchy. not showering makes her itchy. Let's see. The Rock says he's not. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he's the opposite of of celebs not washing themselves. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Cardi B are about showering. Yeah, and everyone else is not.
I'm all about what The Rock's about. No, I'm about right? showering too.
Me too.
Yeah. I just think, you know, I don't feel good if I don't shower in every way. And I don't want to smell.
I'm just confused about
if you don't
this.
Shower, you will smell, especially like, I mean, I can go one day. Like if I know I'm not going anywhere and I'm just going to be in the house and I'm going to be, you know, doing things that are physical and it's like, whatever. One day I can go without.
I agree with that. Especially for us ladies with our hair. It's good. It's good to build up the hair oil a little bit, but like not five.
I don't wash my hair every day. My hair goes in a little thing in the shower.
Yeah.
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 So anyhow, that's just been something that's been on my mind that I've thought was just very interesting is the whole, I don't shower.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Everything. And so, you know, it's hard because, you know, everyone has their own rights. Like I know somebody that I work around that doesn't use deodorant and it is the most foul smell I've ever had come around me. That's and I horrible. Don't even know how to handle it. I have a super powerful nose and I just don't know what to do because this person's in my personal space. And I'm like,
ugh. Wow. If that was ever me, I would hope you would tell me. Literally not smelling well is probably the sad, like that is my biggest fear.
I think it's really hard when you work with people like that too. And I also know the people that don't shower and also they don't wash their clothes. So they have this kind of like stench. Well, mold sometimes happens when you leave the clothes in the wash machine and don't put them in the dryer fast enough. So you get that smell, but there's a stench to, if you ever played sports and you throw your stuff in a bag and you just left it there for the next week or your old gym clothes, let's say.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have that and I've had it. It's very uncomfortable to have that conversation. It's literally probably the most uncomfortable conversation I have to have with people, but it's not for me. It's for them. I'm like, do you really think that this is going to benefit you at your next job or whatever business you want to do? And it's really hard. And 100% of the time they've not listened to me anyway. So I think as I say this out loud, I'm not going to do this anymore. But I know
remember
a lot
what Deepak
of people.
Chopra said. Deepak Chopra said, don't give advice unless it's asked.
Mm. There you go. Yep. You're right. You're right.
You never get into trouble. That's
you're
it.
You're right.
But I think if you're super close with somebody like Kelsey, I can tell you, Kelsey, you know,
I would hope so.
Kelsey, like, hello, yeah. Like, take care of this. Yeah, like you yeah. got, you know, like if you have like a chin hair and nobody tells you,
that
is so evil.
The worst.
Like tell somebody, be like, hey.
Or you something know? In your teeth. It's like, come on. Come on.
Yeah. But the two things that are hard for me is if someone smells or if they have really bad breath. And I know somebody who has both a lot and I just don't know how to break it to that person. And it makes me feel really sad because, you know, in the dating world, they're having a challenging time and that's probably a major part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know how to, this is just one, definitely one that stumps me. Cause I just don't know how I thought of writing an anonymous letter or something. It's like, what
well,
do?
Don't
I want to help
offend them. Yeah. That's tough. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let us know. You
anywho,
guys.
that's our show for the day, guys. I hope you shower or don't shower, do whatever you want. I hope you enjoy the show recommendations and so much more. But anyhow, Kelsey, we probably should let everybody know what our plan is. Have we even decided officially what our plan is for the next 2 weeks or so?
We've given a soft decide. Of the plan. Okay. So we're going to try this out with you guys. We're coming back fully in September. So our next couple weeks of August, we are going to do some amazing reruns. But what we want to try with you guys is do series. So each week we want to pick like mental health or another one I thought of was like badass females, like in the business, another one, you know, wellness. So we're going to come up with these series and see what you guys think of it. And they're going to be different guests who we've had on who work well in that realm. So
yeah. So basically one of the things that came from the summit was an idea to do some series and it makes a lot of sense. I think it might've been Leah that came up with that idea, but the idea is, you know, we have a lot of really cerebral, heady information. There's a lot in each episode. So if we took it over the span of a week, then you can sit with it every day and help like slowly digest it all and not ping pong from mental health to this, to that, to a whole other topic. So, and it won't be all the time. I think it would be maybe once a month we would do a series, or once every 3 months we would do a series. I don't know yet, but we wanted to kind of try it out with you guys and see if we could bunch the episodes that we were going to rerun that you haven't heard before. These are not reruns you've heard before. Kelsey has guaranteed that.
Correct.
To me. And I think that, and by the way, if she does happen to slip, we could punish her by tearing down her Harry Styles poster.
Oh, no. Harry.
Yep, Kelsey, don't screw it up. Harry's on the line.
That's huge. So
we want to take these next 2 weeks to put in effect all of the things that we are trying to put together from a new website. And it's going to be a whole new look and a destination for you guys to go for all areas of life. And I'm really, really excited about it. And then also rebranding, and we're doing, you know, new logos and everything like that. The merch will be ready. Everything will be ready to go, hopefully in September. Most of it will be, but let's hope all of it. And so we figure we'll take our time to just really focus on that, because it's a lot to do the show every day and that. And in the meantime, test out these series. So we're really eager to get feedback from you guys. If you like that idea, if you feel it when you're in it, if you're really enjoying it, tell us, because, you know, we're better together. We can't figure this stuff out on our own.
That's right.
We can't figure this stuff out on our own. Sometimes I slur. In the meantime, I see our comments skyrocketing on Apple Podcasts. Guys, we need to get to 2000 pronto. That is our goal. Please help us in that. And thank you for everyone who is, and for sharing the show. Please share it with your friends. And you can follow us on Instagram at Better Together with Maria. Click on the link tree there. You can then join us on Patreon for our monthly heal events, extra episodes, bonus. Well, that's the extra episode, bonus episodes, and ad-free shows. And that's it.
Tune in tomorrow for Regular Guy Friday while we're still hanging on.
Yeah, I'm still considering canceling it.
Hey,
you know, the execs are circling me about canceling it.
It's not about, listen, it's not about canceling, Maria. You have to do the Hollywood thing.
What?
You never get canceled in Hollywood. You get in that regard, at least as a TV show. You get put. Yes, we're going to put it on hold. We're going to put on hiatus.
Put it on hiatus. Go younger.
Yeah.
I got to go younger, guys. You guys, you know, your demo is just, I'm kidding. No, I'm always
messing with
you
guys. The Regular Guy
Friday. We love Regular Guy Friday, and we will be adding our big sister show.
And the most recent Apple Podcast review says, save Regular Guy Friday.
Oh, is that the most recent?
Yeah. The only way to start my day, save Regular Guy Friday.
Oh, wow. See?
Yeah. Kevin, you really work very hard on outlining that. So you guys do a great job. And I think there might be another good one. You want to read it before we go?
Hell yeah. All right. This one is from Megan at Podcasting You. It says, incredible content. Maria does such a good job covering a variety of topics. The guests offer valuable insight as well. I would recommend this podcast to anyone looking to be inspired and informed. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. All right. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Better Together with Maria, and on TikTok too. At Marie Menounos, at the Kelsey Meyer, at the Kelsey Meyer.
It was taken. Kevin and I went through a couple different things, okay?
Yes.
It's just the way I said it didn't sound as good at the Kelsey Meyer, at the Kelsey
Meyer. There it is. Thank you.
Notice I gave you a the. You're a the, not a the.
Thank you.
The Kelsey.
All right. Remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.